We've been here since, then it was about 7, I guess. We've been here a while. And, see, my husband was lumber inspector, and he would go from his home base to other places and inspect lumber for them, you know, and things like that to be, and maybe this place where he was working would buy a tract of timber from this place, and that's what we did in Bainbridge. And they sent him over there to inspect and grade out that tract of timber, and we lived over there for about 9 months one time.
How long have you lived in Linden?
Well, since we married in 32, but we moved away and stayed away for a while. Mm-hmm. We moved away when Billy was 7 years old, and we didn't come back until his daddy died 20 years ago, mm-hmm. So he was 17. Mm-hmm. We were just away that long. Mm-hmm. 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years we were away.
You lived here ever
this
since?
The mill here just played out,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we left. He did, of course, he didn't ever know anything else but just lumber, and we lived in several different places. And what I was going to say about the squirrels,
yeah.
It was hot over there. I remember on Christmas Day, the year that we were over there, he had to go down to the mill for something, and he said he always used a rifle, a .22 rifle. We still have his rifle,
mm-hmm.
And it's everybody in Rango County has tried to buy it since we moved
back.
Still have
it here?
No, Billy's got it. I wore a sleeveless dress. It was so hot that day till I had on a sleeveless thin dress,
mm-hmm.
And he took his rifle and he killed 9 fox squirrels. Just right around the mill.
Yeah,
really? That day, that was on Christmas Day now. It was that hot. In Bainbridge, Georgia. That's just over the line from Dothan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just over the line from Dothan.
Yeah.
That was one of the hottest Christmases I believe I ever remember. One of the warmest.
I almost feel it was sweating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you call the ammunition that he used? What would you call each one of those little
cottages?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Little cottages, and of course the bullets are for the little pistols, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the pellets are for the pellet gun. Billy had a pellet gun and the BB gun.
Yeah. Like all kids.
But Homer always used a rifle. He never used a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. When you were on your father's farm, did you ever make toys and stuff? You know, like take a piece of wood and get a plank?
Oh, yeah, we'd make our cars. Brother, we used to saw out to get a log and saw it the size of the wheel that we wanted,
mm-hmm.
And make our wheels and,
really?
And make little cars and put a tongue to it and pull us around all over the place. Yeah, make our playhouses and everything. We had to make everything that we had yet, except our toys that we got at Christmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then there wasn't too much of, you know, anything.
Did you ever make one with a board with a piece of wood over it and then?
Seesaw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've ridden 1,000 miles on the seesaw. The merry-go-round, you know, that's
uh-huh.
Just a tree up here, and you take a plank and bore holes and cut it. Leave a little knob sticking up in that tree trunk, and then you slip that plank down on there, and then you go round.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, that's a merry-go-round. We had that at school. I've ridden the many a mile on the seesaw.
You ever make the thing, you know, with the tree and the two ropes?
Yeah, the swing,
yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Swing many miles?
Yes, goodness. And we used to make them with automobile tires.
Really?
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You put the, and that was fun, too.
Yeah.
And we used to have, there was a branch close to our house, and we had the vine, just like cars.
Yeah.
And we would cross the creek on the vine.
Yeah, We used to do that. We had a like a swimming hole.
Uh-huh. We did that after Tom and I married. We had there was one night down here on Sycamore Creek we used to go to. So mm-hmm. We first married.
Did your father ever have a type thing that he wheeled things around in, like around?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Yes, goodness. I can't ever remember when we didn't have a wheelbarrow as long as he lived. Well, up until almost Biffy's dad's wheelbarrow is at home now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We always had a wheelbarrow. You almost have to have a wheelbarrow when you do have yards to work.